Hello, my name is Alva Smith III. I am running for ANC District. I am the father of 8 children. I have 4 boys, 4 daughters I raised, and I've been married to Vivian Smith for 25 years. My parents are Alvis and Sissy Smith. My grandparents are Alvis Sr. and Ramona Whiz Smith. My great-grandparents are Wesley Smith and Annie Jackson Smith, and I worked for the tribes. I mean, I grew up here and just been a part of this reservation my whole life. So I am on tribal council now. So to bring what's helped me through these is I've experienced as a journeyman carpenter. I have commercial experience off the reservation. I've worked for Kirby Nagelhout, Salem Concrete. I've worked for ICBG down in Arizona. So I've worked around, and I'm, like I said, I am a honorably discharged veteran, where I've worked on equipment, and I did 3 years in working heavy equipment. That's helped me. I have 2 years of college before I went into the military, which helped me gain rank fast. So, and all that, I mean, just being raised in the reservation, being a part of the reservation, living the life of the reservation. I'm a football coach, little league coach, basketball coach, so that helps me. Being a part of the community helps me to communicate on a daily basis. Even my job, I mean, I'm in the service. I serve the community in utilities, so I'm serving the community there, and that helps me to communicate with our needs here on the reservation. The biggest issue, the first term, I mean, one of my shortfalls on this was I believe we needed our own residential treatment center. I believe it's been a battle for ever since alcoholism was introduced to our ancestors. And ever since, I mean, there's a new drug. Every decade we got to battle with new drugs. Now it's the opioid epidemic, and that's why I feel we have a need for a residential treatment center. And my focus has been on the old forestry center there at Bear Springs, and I've always wanted, my idea was to turn that into a residential treatment center where it's a transitional for veterans, the structure's there and we just need to remodel it and the funding's there. I just believe it was my priorities as an individual, but individual priorities don't always make it at the table. I mean, we had other issues we had to take care of. I've also been the delegate for education. Education is big with me, and I kept the Youth Council, I mean, I relit that fire and we got going. My first Youth Council under me, I mean, they were a bunch of go-getters and they did a lot of positive things. And we're leaving it in them where they're at the steering wheel and we're going by their priorities and we're having them report. We just kind of guide them and direct them. But, I mean, it's all driven by our students and they are tribal members from the. And there's a lot to say there. There's a lot of positive outlooks. I mean, the school district, we put our colors onto our athletic uniforms. We put our teepees there. It's not a big deal to some, but, I mean, if you're an athlete, it's a big deal. If you're an athlete from this enrolled here on the reservation, we got their own room over there in the high school, making it part of theirs. We've had more assemblies and part of our MOA with the school district. I mean, they're coming down quarterly, which hasn't happened with the superintendent. He's coming down and listening to our needs, talking to us and asking our priorities, and that's part of that MOA. And it's not that we're taking the school over. I mean, we're just introducing ourselves as part of that school, as a big part of the school. And it's making our students feel a little more at home because they know they belong there. So. Like some of the questions people have asked me is, do I believe that we should have our own high school? And yes, I do. But at the same time, I mean, we have our own clinic. We have some of our trades down here in school. We have our own language program going on, and we can't fill those positions. So in order, we got to train the people and the faculty to fill the building before we actually build the building. So I mean, yes, I do believe investment into our own and having our own curriculum. But at the same time, we gotta have the workers to fill those positions. So, okay. So being on tribal council and then some of the experiences I have now, I mean, this is the first time in over 25 years that we've been in the black and out of the red. So, I mean, we've budget-wise, I mean, we're looking good. We've come a long ways, and we've done a lot. And the tribal council, I mean, we had five new on this term. They called us freshmen, and we did do a lot. We accomplished a lot. And so, and the big part of that is just maintaining our budget. And now we do have a budget to work with. We do have a budget to invest. We did go off to work, started work with others, but we did open Kenita. We did go ahead with our cannabis, which that was a big, I mean, that was a touchy issue there. I mean, you got your elders saying no to it, but then the people, they wanted it. So we knew we had to move forward with it. And we continue to try to, there's continued to be issues there, but we're working on it, trying to iron things out. But we've created more jobs. We have more jobs. I mean, we have over 70 jobs opened that aren't filled by tribal members. And so we're creating these jobs. We're creating, reestablishing our reservation and focusing on the work. I think the biggest is our youth, which it should be. I mean, our youth, and there's a lot of elder programs. Elders come and they say, hey, why aren't we doing it this way? We usually do it this way. And that's, you have to be careful on the way you say, yeah, we did do it that way for 30 years, but that way didn't work. Look at where we're at. We gotta find a balance where we're investing at the same time we're preserving. I mean, we got a lot of resources. People saying we're poor reservation, but we got a lot. We're rich in resources. And there's tribes out there, executive order tribes, that want what we have and what we preserved. And that's the biggest duty, the biggest job is preserving this for 300 more years when somebody's looking back and saying, okay, now we still have these resources. We still preserve them. We still have the salmon run. We still have our deer. We still have our elk. And that's our living right there. And as long as you have those, I mean, we're rich. And a lot of people, there's a lot of reservations and non-tribal members that do want those resources. And that's a big question. But the big question, I mean, there's a lot of people who come with an individual agenda, but they are important. Those are important issues, but we got to focus on the tribe as a whole, because, I mean, with the limited time we have in a person's life, I mean, we got to focus on the effects and the positive effects that will be for our youth, for our elders, and everybody in between.